弟兄姊妹，我们先念几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we'll read a few passages in the Bible.
请翻到启示录的第二十一章。
Revelation chapter
21. 这边是讲到最后那个新天新地的光景。
Talks about the New Jerusalem.
但是我只选几节的圣经，我们来看一下。
I'll only read a few verses here.
启示录二十一章的第十一节。
Chapter 21, verse 11.
城中有神的荣耀，神的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
我们跳到二十一到二十二节。
21, 22.
十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠。城内的街道是金金，好像明透的玻璃。我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊围城的殿。对不起，我要继续念二十三。那城内又不用日光、日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊围城的灯。
21-23, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did light in it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
They can.二十二章的第二跟第三节。
Chapter 22, verses 2 and 3.
在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，或是十二回果子，每月都结果子。树上的叶子乃为医治万民，以后再没有咒诅。在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
我今天不会直接讲新天新地。
I will not speak of the New Jerusalem directly.
但是我愿意交通一些是我们今天要怎么样去联系到将来永世的光景。
So I want to fellowship with you how we can link today to relate today's day to that of eternity.
那至少当我们在读刚刚这些圣经的时候，我们发现几一些的要因一些的 element 一些的因一些的要素。
We see some elements of it while we're reading the passage.
我们有看到光。
We see light.
我们看到透明。
Transparent.
然后我们看到神的宝座。
We see the throne of God.
我们看到果子。
We see fruit.
看到生命。
Life.
看到珍珠。
Pearl.
看到宝石。
Precious stone.
看到神的仆人永远的服侍他。
And we see the servants of God serving him forever.
好，我们就先把这个放在这里。放在心里。
We'll put this in our heart.
我有一点点祷告。
We'll have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们来到你面前。
Lord Jesus, we come before you.
主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
叫我们看见我们是一批有荣耀盼望的人。
That we will see that we are people of hope, glory.
也叫我们今天今世的生活就能够先荣耀你。
That today in this life we can already glorify you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Just to pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我想大家也可以猜想得到，我是今天的交通是借着西岸聚会的主题呢，有一点的心得的交通。
I'll share with you what is in my heart from WCCC.
我们在很多时候我们在传福音的时候会跟朋友提到一个问题。
Many times when we are preaching the gospel to friends, we mention a question.
或者说三个问题，人从哪里来，人往哪里去，人活着是为什么。
Or three questions, where do men come from, where is man going, and what is man living for?
所以这边有一个，这样比较好一点。这边有一个问题，人往哪里去。
So here is a question, where is man going?
所以 所以我们告诉福音朋友说，请你们要对你们的人生要认真的。
So we said to friends, you have to be serious with your life.
你可以一辈子就这样子忙忙碌碌退休最后就结束你的人生。
You can be busy in your entire lifetime. You know, you're busy and then you finish your life.
但是如果你是一个对你人生认真的人。
But if you're serious with your life,
你是否愿意寻找在当你还在人还在还活着的时候，你是否愿意寻找知道说你到底活着为什么？
So while you're still living, are you willing to seek to know why you're living?
到底你是否愿意知道说你死了以后是就没有了呢，还是你要去什么地方呢？
Are you willing to find out, you know, where you're going after you die?
对，我们希望朋友能够看重这个事情，来反过来思想这个人生的事。
We want friends to really look at this, to be serious about it.
那今天就有一个问题了。
So now it's a question.
我们都信主了。
Oh, now we all believe in the Lord.
你对你的人生认真吗？
Are you serious with your life?
你看重，或是说我们看重我们将来的那个结局吗？
Do you hold of importance to the end?
到底到了最后，到底是怎么样子？圣经是有写，我们愿意去认识、去寻求吗？
The Bible talks about it. Are we willing to seriously go and seek it?
很多基督徒有个错误的观念。
Many Christians have a wrong
concept. 对，或就是我们一信主了，反正就结局就是上天堂。
Well, we already believed in the Lord, so and then we'll go to heaven.
或者讲更白一点，要轻轻松松上天堂。
Or in a way, you know, we'll just go there, you know, easily.
可以跳过天国的这个阶段呢，就是随随便便，反正轻轻松松就上了天堂了。
You know, we can skip this kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, and then we can just, you know, with a careless and easy life, we just go and enter into heaven.
所以这次江弟兄给我们一个蛮好的一个描述哈。
So Brother Kong gave a very good illustration.
他告诉我们说。OK, 如果我一信主就可以直接上天堂。
If I believe in the Lord and I can just go to heaven directly right there.
你好好想一想，你觉得我这个人跟这个天堂能够相合相融吗？
Think carefully, you know, are we able to be there and feel comfortable?
对，在天堂里面完全是主的圣洁，完全是神荣耀的光照，人没有任何隐藏。
It's the holiness of the Lord and the light of the Lord, and we can't hide.
对，你如果直接跳过中间的阶段，就跳过天国的这阶段，直接进天堂，你会觉得非常的难受。
If you skip the kingdom of heaven and you just enter into heaven, you know, you'll be very uncomfortable.
我记得很久以前，我忘了听哪一位年长弟兄讲过。
I forget who one of the brothers spoke about this.
在早年的时候，在中国的聚会
earlier times in the meetings in China
可能是他所在的聚会
maybe where he was from
对信主的有信主的姊妹对不对 单身姊妹
there's sisters who are single believers
然后就有一些不信主的男生呢就喜欢上姊妹
there are men who are non-believers and they, you know, they like the sisters
就一定要硬要追求
they want to pursue us.The
sisters. 然后有一些姊妹就有点不胜其扰，有一些姊妹觉得有点 annoying。
they feel the sisters feel annoying。
他们想了一个办法，他们说，请你们这些男生呢，我是个基督徒，我礼拜天要来聚会，周日来聚会。
So she told the men that I'm a Christian. I'm, you know, on Sundays I'm going to the meeting.
那你们对我有好感的话，请你们也来聚会。
You know, if you like me, you know, come to the meeting.
然后在那个年代里面，他们的聚会很冗长。
And that during those times, the earlier times is very long.
对，我在想象又要剥饼，然后那个讲道可能比我们现在长很多。
They have the breaking of bread meeting and they have the messages and you know the messages are very long.
所以当这些男生不信主的男生来聚会。
So these non-believers they came to the meeting.
哇，他们坐在聚会里面真是如坐针毡，就是好像坐在钉子上。
They're so uncomfortable like they're sitting on you know pins.
就是你这坐一个人根本不信主。
Now, they're not believers. They're sitting there.
啊，对主又没什么兴趣。
They have no interest in the Lord.
对我在想，那坐在那边那个屁股一定，哎呀，很难扭来扭去，很难受。
The bottoms will be very uncomfortable, like on needles.
所以慢慢他们知道，哎呀，这个没办法，就算了。
So they gave up.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个比方，就是我们如果跟主不相容的话。
So this is just an example. So if we are not, you know, matching with the Lord.
对，我们跟主不熟悉。
We are not familiar with him.
也不爱他。
And we do not love him.
也跟他没有一个直接的关系。
We do not have a direct, you know, relationship with him.
就算把我这个人运送上天堂。
If you just force me and get me into heaven.
那我也觉得。这个偷偷完全是如坐针毡，就是很难受。
I'll be totally sitting on needles. It's so uncomfortable.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意说，在我们神给我们这个人生这段时间当中。
So brothers and sisters, we hope that during this lifetime that the Lord has given to us.
我们一直在做一个预备的工作。
That we will prepare ourselves.
在这个整个我们生活里面呢，我们越过，我们越像是一个活在。永远家乡的光景。
And in our life, more and more, we are like living in that eternal home.
没有错，我们还有相当的大的距离。
Indeed, there is still a great distance.
对，你说今天把我直接丢到天堂，丢到这个永世里面，我也觉得恐怕不太好过。
If you put me into eternity today, I'll be very uncomfortable.
但是感谢主，主还给我们这段的时间。
But thank the Lord gave us time.
叫我们越过，真的是向主完全敞开。
That the more and more we'll open ourselves to Him.
在勇士里面是跟主是完全没有任何隐藏的。
That there'll be no hiding when we're in eternity.
我们今天就可以向着主完全没有任何隐藏。
That today we can already be, you know, just totally open to the Lord.
所以感谢主，张弟兄把我们一些今天的生活呢，联系到我们那个永远的光景里。
So thank the Lord that Brother Kong relate today's life with the eternity.
是可以的。
It is possible.
今天在主面前，我们每个人都是赤裸敞开的。
We are all, you know, just naked and before the Lord.
对，我们有许多的亏欠，没有错。
Indeed, we have our shortcomings.
但是我们就已经可以开始学向主完全的敞开。
But today we can already learn to be totally open to the Lord.
让主光照到我们深处那个，也许最不能见人的地方。
That the Lord can illuminate us, you know, the deepest being of us.
当我们这样子学的时候
，When we learn in such a way,
你发现我们已经在跟那个永世的那个光景已经有在连在一起。
And you realize that we are already connected to the condition in eternity.
也许用我一些比较广泛荣耀的定义吧。
Maybe I'll use a very general definition.
当我们蒙主的光照
，When we are enlightened,
当我们碰到主的时候。
Touch the Lord.
其实我们摸着了主的荣耀。
We already touch His glory.
我们翻到那个以弗所书一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后第六节，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace.
然后第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
7, in whom we have redemption through his blood.
第十二节，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
14节。
14.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
再请翻到出埃及记40章33节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 33.
出埃及记40章33到35节。
30, 33-35.
在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕，摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar, and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting, because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
这一次孙弟兄特别提到父子圣灵在做的事。
This time,Brother Son specifically mentioned the work that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is doing.
所以我刚刚念的以弗所书，他讲到父，然后讲到子，就是我们的主，然后讲到圣灵。
In Ephesians, when we read that it talks about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
然后三位哈，三而一的神，每一位呢都在做要让他的荣耀得到称赞的工作。
The three in one, the Lord is doing his glorious work.
其实几年前我听过我们弟兄有过这样子相类似的交通。
And our brother has shared in a few years back.
那次我就有一个很深的印象。
It left a deep impression in me.
啊，我突然有个感觉，就是原来我们的神不仅是我们独一的神，而且三而一的神呢，从各个方面呢，全力在做一个事情。
He's not only the one true God, but he's also a Trinity, and they're doing a work. It's a oneness.
他们，我们的神是非常有智慧、有能力的神。
Our God is one of wisdom and power.
如果他全力在做一个事情的话，那不是一个简单的东西。
If he's doing it with all his effort, that's not an easy, not a simple thing.
他在做一个在从人的眼中看起来是 mission impossible, 就是不可能达到的事情。
He's doing a work that it seems mission is impossible in before man.
在神的儿女当中呢，他要把每一个人都做成有他荣耀的彰显。
And each and every one of his child, he wants to do a work that it will manifest his glory.
然后当神的儿女聚在一起的时候呢，也成了他一个荣耀的彰显。
When the children of God meet together, that is to manifest his glory.
他就是喜悦要这样子做。
He delights to do such a work.
所以当那个当圣经用会幕来表达这个工作的时候。
When the Bible used the tabernacle of the meeting to represent this,
弟兄姊妹，当我们读那个出埃及记那个结尾的时候，也许只有几句话。
When we read Exodus, maybe it's just a few words.
但有一次当我读的时候，我实在感觉那一天主心中非常非常喜悦。
One day as I was reading, I realized that during that time, that day, the Lord's heart was very delighted.
所以他喜悦到一个地步，他整个荣光充满在会幕里面。
To the extent that his glory, his light was filling the tabernacle.
所以我很难想象那个荣光有没有一种质量还重量，反正人就是进不去就对了。
I don't know if that glory has any
mass
because you know people can't enter it.
所以我就在想，在那个之前呢，已经过了至少2000多年的时间。
So before that, 2000 years have already passed.
当神造人的时候，他就何等的心中有个盼望，想要在人当中找到一个安息的家。
When he made man, how he longed to find rest in man.
他找了一个一个的亚当，这是开始的。
He found Adam, that was the first one.
然后亚伯这些挪亚亚伯拉罕等等的人
Abel and Noah and Abraham.
然后他慢慢在那里做慢慢在那里做
He worked very slowly.
最后找到这个雅各成了以色列家
And he found Jacob who became the house of Israel.
然后最后呢他终于能够找到摩西成为他的器皿
And finally he found Moses to be his vessel.
然后把他这个创世以前心中就有一个的一个 一个图画呢传递给摩西。
And he passed on this blueprint to Moses, one that was before the foundation of the world.
然后当摩西能够把这个会幕把它建立起来完工的时候。
When Moses was able to build this tabernacle and finish the work.
也许他只是对他只是对我们今天整个教会的一个预表。
Maybe it's representing, it's a type for today's church.
但是就算是这个预表，当他完工的时候呢，神说，我感觉神形容是说，经过这一些、哦、几千年来的这些努力呢，终于有今天，好像略略看到一个地方是能够叫我喜悦跟满足的。
Even though it is only a type.But in the heart of God, you know, after so many years, that finally there is something there that I can delight in.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们神全心全意在全力在做的事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is something our Lord put his whole heart into doing.
然后他的眼睛的焦点就在这个。
His the focal point of his eyes are on this.
然后没有别的了。
Nothing else.
然后但我这边讲的很用力，但是弟兄姊妹。我们需要爱神的家才有这种体会。
Brothers and sisters, we have to love the house of God.
如果我们不爱神的家的话，我刚刚讲的可能对你来讲都是不痛不痒。
If we do not love the house of God, then what I spoke earlier, you don't feel anything.
但请记得哈，这件事情对我们的主来讲是很痛很痒的事情。
But please remember this.The Lord cares about this matter.
当如果神的整个焦点是在这个上面的话，
If the focal point of God is on this,
我就在问我自己，
And I ask myself,
我的焦点是什么？
What is my focal point?
我到我的人生，我的注意，我在注意什么东西？
What am I focusing on in my life?
神全力的在做一个事情。
His entire effort is on this.
那我是不是全力在做别的事情？
Am I putting my strength in another thing?
如果神全力在做这个事情
he put his whole, he, with all his strength is doing it
然后我花了很多力气根本跟这个无关
and I spend a lot of strength doing other things
那我在干什么
what am I doing
我是这样问我自己
and I ask myself
所以弟兄姊妹主真的是花了极大的耐心智慧能力他在全心全意在建造我们每一个人
The Lord is really with great. He used a lot of effort to really want to build us up here.
所以我们就要问我们自己说，我主花了这么大的力气，我花了什么力气
？With such great effort that he has put into, what have I done?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的确有很多的不足。
Indeed, we are not perfect.
但是如果我们里面是随随便便的话
But if we are just callous
如果有一天我告诉弟兄姊妹我们追求不要太花力气
If one day I tell brothers and sisters Oh you do not have to spend so much time pursuing
对稍微有一点点努力就好了
Well you just have to make some effort
Shame on me
Then shame on me
如果我敢这样讲的话实在对不起主。
If I dare say that, then shame on me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们也不应该有这种态度。
Brothers and sisters, we shouldn't have such attitude.
主他在做这个事情的时候，他是完全舍命来做的。
When the Lord is doing this work, he gave his life.
对不对？他把他自己一切东西全部都舍了。
He gave his life. He gave everything.
对，我们岂敢不把我们自己奉献给主吗？
Dare we to not consecrate ourselves to the Lord?
你可以说我今天主啊，对不起，我今天有些东西我有点保留，我还交不出去。
You can say, Lord, you know that I still have some things I'm holding on to.
但是你绝对不可以说我不要交出去。
But you cannot say to the Lord, Lord, I don't want to hand it over to you.
你绝对不可以说主啊，我不要，我就是不要给你。
You absolutely can't say that, Lord. I just don't want to give it to you.
这是非常非常亏欠主的事情。这非常对不起主。
Then we this is something we it's very. offending to the Lord.
好，我想弟兄姊妹，就是我想我们需要把我们的心真的好好的给他。
Brothers and sisters, I feel we need to give our hearts to Him.
对，我们希望我们自己是在神全心在做的事情上面是有份的。
We want to have a part in what the Lord is wholeheartedly doing.
他也巴不得我们能够跟他同工，能够在这事情上面一同的，能够享受他的福分。
How He wants that we can be a part to work with Him and enjoy His blessings.
好，我们在我们读一处圣经是约翰福音。
We'll read the Gospel of John, Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第一章的十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音的第一章十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
我回家之后，我从现在就回家之后。
But after I came back from the conference.
对，我就找说圣经里面到底哪些地方讲到荣耀。
So I went and found, you look through the Bible where it speaks of glory.
就像 Andrew 上次提的，他也是去找哪些地方能够表现出神的荣耀。
Like Brother Andrew said that he was looking, you know, where it expressed the glory of God.
如果我记得没错的话，这个整本圣经至少有400多次讲到荣耀。
If I remember correctly, about over 400 times speaking about glory.
然后新约里面有200多次。
And the New Testament about over 200 times.
啊，太多了，我这个有点读不完。
I couldn't finish every verse.
但是我注意到一个事情。
But I noticed something.
我本来以为启示录里面会讲到很多的荣耀。
As I in the book of Revelation, maybe they'll speak a lot on glory.
那当然就是那个永远里面那个荣耀的启示，这一定是荣耀的。
The glorious revelation of the eternity, of course this is glorious.
哦，结果我特别注意到在新约里面讲到荣耀这个字 glorify, glory 或是 glorify 这个字的最多的是约翰福音。
In the gospel according to John, that's where it spoke most about glory and glorifying God.
那就算是旧约圣经，你们觉得哪一卷圣经应该是最多写到荣耀的？
What about the Old Testament? Which book do you think has the most?
当然啊，大家都比我聪明，当然是诗篇。
Of course, it's the song.
啊，以赛亚书是第二多的。
Second is Isaiah.
所以我们在当我们接触到荣耀这个事情的时候，我去参加聚会前，我真的觉得这是一个又熟悉又陌生的题目。
When speaking about glory, I feel this is so familiar yet so distant.
熟悉的是说我们唱诗祷告都要把荣耀归给主，对不对？
And our prayer and our praises, we give glory to God.
陌生的是说你真的要我仔细的去想什么叫做荣耀，我反而讲不太出来了。
Being unfamiliar is like, you know, if you ask me to speak what is glory, I can't really speak of it.
所以感谢主，这次借的聚会呢，叫我们能够再往前，在这个方向多有一点追求。
So thank the Lord for this meeting that we will pursue, keep pursuing it on this matter.
对啊，所以我回家还是要继续的追求，继续的多认识。
So I have to continue to pursue and know.And after I returned,
所以我就把约翰福音所有的荣耀都看过。
So I looked through all the glory in the gospel according to John.
我有个感觉。
I have this feeling.
对我来讲，我觉得我有点够不上讲新天新地的那个光景，荣耀的光景，讲不出来。
For me, I can't really speak about that glorious time in the New Jerusalem.
但是神似乎借着使徒约翰呢。好像约翰福音是一个阿尔法，是一个起头，然后启示录是一个 Omega， 是一个终结。
As if the Lord used John to speak about the Alpha and then Omega in Revelation.
然后他在约翰福音这个起初的时候呢，他已经把一些从一些荣耀的这些种子、荣耀的这些的原则呢，已经放到里面，叫我们借由这些原则，我们能够好像投射到那个永远的里面。
And the gospel, he spoke about this glory. It's like a seed, the glory in the seed that shows us, you know, to project forward to the eternity.
所以如果我们能够在当中多有一点的学习追求，照着约翰所提到的事情去追求的话，其实我们应该就是能够摸到那个永远的荣耀。
And if we have some exercise and understanding of what John is trying have pointed out to us, then we can touch the glory.
因为他这边明明白白的说，道成的肉身是充充满满有恩典有真理。
That he said that the word became flesh and is full of grace and truth.
那个荣光就是荣耀，我们都见过他的荣耀，就是父独生子的荣耀。
And that glory, he said that the we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
所以他在约翰福音一开头的时候就讲到说，当我们看见主的时候，其实就是看见了。
So in the very beginning of the gospel, he spoke about that when we see the Lord Jesus, indeed we see the glory of the Lord.
所以当约翰提到那个生命的那个提到那个光。
When John mentioned the light.
提到生命。
He mentioned about life.
提到爱里面的合一。
That oneness in love.
这些全部都是新耶路撒冷里新天新地里面新耶路撒冷里面的那个要素。
And a new heaven and earth, a new Jerusalem, that is the element.
在那个地方没有其他的光，只有我们的神羔羊成为那个整个城的灯。
There is no other light other than God and the Lamb being the lamp of the entire city.
然后在那里面呢，有生命河，里面全部是充满生命的。
There is a river of life, it's filled with life.
然后在那个地方呢，人跟人是完全合一，是完全一个爱的关系。
In that city, God and man is one in love.
所以刚刚Jay的讲的没错。
And Jay was right.
我仍然没有讲什么特别新的东西。
I'm not speaking about something that's new.
不过我为此这样感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
这个表示我们之前一直在学、在追求的呢，是。的确是有联系到永远的价值的。
It's because what we shared previously in the past has it's connected. It has the eternal value.
我们需要经历主是就是我们的光。
We have to experience that the Lord is our light.
我们要追求生命的成长跟成熟。
We want to pursue the growth and the maturity of life.
我们一定要追求要单纯的爱主，常被主的爱所充满。
That we will pursue that we with a simple heart toward the Lord and we will be filled with His love.
对这些的追求，借着约翰福音都告诉我们，通通都能够投射到永世里面那个荣耀的光景。
That this pursuit and through John we know that it can project all the way to eternity.
那个当约翰讲到一个荣耀的原则的时候，是在约翰福音第七章。
When he spoke about the principle of glory in chapter 7:18.
约翰福音第七章的十八节，他是写：人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him.
或是说，不要求自己的荣耀。
Or in other words, we say that seek not our own glory.
单单的求神的荣耀。
But the glory of God.
还有一个地方我就跳开一点点。哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章三十一节。
Verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为着荣耀神而行。
Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，当那个人犯罪的时候，犯罪之后。
Brothers and sisters, after man sin.
罗马书里面有一个对这个人犯罪的一个定义。
In Romans. It has a definition for how when other men sin.
他说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
也就是说，当人一犯罪的时候呢，你就发现就从神的荣耀的光景离开了。
So you know, you realize that when men sin, then we away from that condition of that glory before God.
我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
We fall short of the glory of God.
我们没有办法达到神的目标。
We cannot reach the target.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们觉得犯罪，的确犯罪是很麻烦、很讨厌又污秽的事情。
So sinning is something that's very troublesome. Something that we hate.
对，嫉妒啊，贪心等等等等，太多了，我都在我们身上。
And jealousy and you know greediness, everything is on us.
那当神看到这些罪的时候，他整个透视这些罪的时候。
So when God sees the sin and sees through it.
他想到有一个重要的一个问题。
There's one problem.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
You fall short of the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们悔改归向主。
So when we repent and come to the Lord,
啊，我们愿意远离罪恶。
We are willing to be far away from sin.
我们求主帮助我们过得胜的生活，或是脱离罪的生活。
We ask the Lord to help us lead a victorious life, one that's away from sin.
你会发现这些的追求全部都是把我们引到能够到神的荣耀里。
You realize that all these pursuits will bring us to enter into the glory of God.
所以当 Dana Condon 弟兄第一堂的时候。
And Brother Dana Condon shared with us the first.
然后弟兄姊妹，你们先不要去想什么荣耀的定义，先不要用头脑去想。
He said not to use your head to kind of figure out what the definition of glory is.
我们今天在走里面的路哈。
We are walking an inward way.
到底我这个人有没有见过神的荣耀
？He asked, Have we seen the glory of God?
你先不要用头脑去想什么是定义神的荣耀，不要。
Don't define yet, the glory of God.
你先想想，在我信主直到今天，我到底从我里面最好的感觉当中，我是否觉得我看见了神的荣耀
？So from the moment that we believe until today, have we in us, we see the glory of God?
弟兄姊妹，我今天也再引申一个。
I'll go deeper.
我们在生活当中很多的事情是否能够叫神得荣耀
？In our lives, our daily living, are there anything that we can bring can give God the glory?
我先不要讲定义。
Do not define it.
你想一想，你仔细想一想。
Just think about it.
OK， 我今天骂人了。
Oh, I scolded someone.
对，我发易怒。
I'm righteous anger.
你发完之后呢？我们问说主，在问我们深处。
And we ask, we go deep within ourselves.
主啊，我这件事情有没有荣耀你
？Did I glorify you in this matter?
还是亏缺了你的荣耀
？Did I fall short of your glory?
啊，也许哪一天，当刺激来的时候。
Maybe there was some
irritation 来的时候。
Provocation.
然后。我在主的同在当中，他叫我的舌头受控制。
Maybe the Lord, in His presence, He controlled my tongue.
然后他叫我里面说，主啊，我在这边仰望你的同在。
And within us, we said, Lord, we look to Your presence.
然后从我们里面深处的一个感觉说，这件事情我是否叫神得了荣耀
？And we asked, if indeed this matter, we are glorifying God.
所以弟兄姊妹，在好些年前，我曾经有过一个想法。
A long time ago, I have this, thought.
就是说，在圣经里面有好多好多的原则，对不对
？And many principles in the Bible.
但如果有一件事情是有一个事情是吸引我成为我追求的焦点的话，其实。追求主并不是那么复杂的事情。
If there is one thing, that become the focal point of my pursuit, then pursuing God is not such a, difficult thing.
对，比如说我现在每天的生活，我都注意到说，我现在是不是活在主的同在当中。
If like today, if I'm living in the presence of the Lord.
这是我今天我想要学的一个事情，就一件事情。
That's just one thing that I want to learn today.
然后这件事情啊，这个时间，主啊，我活在你同在。
That this thing, this matter, I live, before you.
然后第二天早上，主啊，我要活在你的同在里。
And the next morning, Lord, I want to live before you.
啊，或是说另外一个例子。
Another example.
许多的事情，我今天我要专心学，我要放下我的自己。
that today I want to, you know, really pay attention to learning. I want to lay down myself.
对，当这个事情来的时候，主啊，我你掌权，我放下我。
You know, when this thing, you know, come to us, then Lord, you reign, and I put myself down.
对，如果我们生活有至少有一个事情是我们在学习的一个焦点的话，我觉得这是很好的。
If there is just one thing, you know, becomes a focal point for us to learn, I think this is very good.
所以这一次我要再加一个。
I want to add one more.
如果我们有个心愿说，主啊，我愿意学，在凡事上面，我学的让你得荣耀。
If we have this desire, say, Lord, you know, I want you to be glorified in all things.
我觉得这是很好的学习。
I think this is a very good lesson.
因为保罗说。或吃或喝，他为什么要讲或吃或喝都要荣耀？
Paul said, you know, whether you eat or you drink, why does he say that? Whatever you, you know, you eat, whether you eat or drink to glorify God.
对，你哪一天吃什么牛羊猪，你觉得很荣耀主？
You know, maybe one day you have you know, lamb or beef, you know, or pork, you know, you glorify.
那为什么保罗讲了说你这个吃喝都要荣耀主？
Why did Paul say whether you eat or drink do all unto the glory of God?
他的意思就是说。我们在生活当中几乎是每个事情哈，应该是说每个事情都可以有荣耀主的机会。
What he meant is that in everything we have this opportunity to do it to the glory of God.
那并不是说你今天一定要讲了一篇道就荣耀主了。
It doesn't mean that, you know, you have to share a message today and you're glorifying God.
或者你今天带了一个人信主荣耀主了。
Or you bring someone to Christ, you know, you glorify God.
我要感谢主能够带人信主，这个感谢主是就荣耀主。
We praise God that, you know, we can bring, you know, a person to him.
但是那个或吃或喝那件事情是告诉我们说，我们在生活里面许许多的事情都可以学习来荣耀主。
But here when he says whether you eat or drink, that means everything, you know, in life, daily living, there are so many things we can glorify God.
在那个约翰福音的第一个神迹是在约翰福音第二章。
In the Gospel according to John, the first miracle, chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
我不会，我故事我就不念了哈。约翰福音第二章十一节，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
This beginning of miracles that Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested for his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
这一次当我跟一些出信的弟兄姊妹在一起查这段的时候
，When I was during Bible study with some younger new believers, we were looking at this passage.
这个是主耶稣在地上服事的时候行的第一件神迹。
This is the first sign that Jesus did while he is ministering here on earth.
当我这次读的时候，我实在觉得约翰选这个神迹实在非常的有意义的。
It's very meaningful that John picked this sign.
因为他这个第一个神迹。是神永远旨意的一个缩影。
This is a model of the eternal purpose of God.
是新耶路撒冷城的一个好像一个缩影一样。
It's like a little model of the New Jerusalem.
主耶稣行了神迹，他把水变成酒。
Jesus did the miracle; he turned water into wine.
他说这个。行神迹的目的是要显出神的荣耀来。
He said that this is to show manifest the glory of God.
所以我就在想，是不是就是哇，水变成酒很神奇啊，就是水变酒很神奇，所以这个很让主很荣耀。
Well, to turn water into wine, this is indeed miraculous, and yeah, you know, it will give glory to God.
没有错哈，这个它的意义是说，我们从一个平淡没有味道的生命呢。主把我们的生命完完全全用本质上都改变了。
Indeed, you know, what he said, you know, the water is so plain, no taste, and the Lord changed that nature of our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们信主之后，我们一定要注意，我们生命有一个本质上根本的改变。
Brothers and sisters, you have to know that when we believe in the Lord Jesus, that our nature of our life is changed.
你光头脑知道是没用的，你必须要经历什么叫做真的根本改变。
You cannot, you know, use your head to kind of understand it, but you have to experience that change in you.
所以这个根本的改变实在是神奇妙的工作。
This change is the wonderful work of God.
我们刚看到一个人信主，他里面有个改变了。
We see a person believe in the Lord Jesus and there is change.
以前烟戒不掉，现在烟戒掉了。
He used to smoke and now he quit.
真的叫神得荣耀。
And that brings glory to God.
这个里面还，我发现还有玛利亚跟这些的仆人，他们在那里顺服主。
And here we see Mary and the servants, they submitted to the Lord.
这是我特别注意一节，是第八节。
Pay attention to verse 8.
这个中文少了一个字。
In Chinese, it lacked one word.
我现在用原文讲，就是耶稣又说，现在可以舀出水来送给管宴席的。
So in the original text, it said, and he said unto them, draw out now and
the water.
Draw out the water.
对，可以把水舀出来给管宴席的。
That you can draw out the water and bear unto the governor of the feast.
也就是说，耶稣没有说你要把酒舀出来给管宴席的，他说你把水舀出来。
Jesus didn't tell them to draw wine, but he said to draw the water.
我就觉得很稀奇啊，这些仆人真的是很顺服啊。
I was amazed that you know these servants they were so submissive.
对，万一我把洗脚水把它送到管宴席地方，我要被 fire 掉，我要被那个 fire 掉的。
What if I use the water that was being prepared for washing feet and I bring it to the governor of the feast and he would fire me?
他们真的是顺服主，并且真的相信耶稣所讲的话。
Not only did they submit to the Lord, but they believed what he said.
弟兄姊妹，请记得在那个新耶路撒冷里面有神的宝座。
Brothers and sisters, remember that in the New Jerusalem there is the throne of God.
当神坐在宝座上的时候，
when God is sitting on the throne,
时间是他定的，
He set the time.
然后方式是他定的，
He set the ways.
那个工作是他做的，
and He does the work.
然后他的仆人们是完全顺服在神的主权的底下，
all His servants submit under His authority.
所以我然后他又这个神迹又是在一个婚宴里面发生的。
And this miracle was in the wedding feast.
他就让我们想到说，在将来勇士里面呢，我们的主跟他的教会是在一个婚宴，并且是在永远的婚约的里面。
It brings us to see in eternity our Lord and us, you know, we're in a marriage feast. We're in a marriage.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们若信，就必得见神的荣耀。这上次 Andrew 有讲到。
And brothers and sisters, when we believe, then we shall see the glory of God. Our brother Andrew also mentioned it.
所以当我们在那里顺服主，让他掌权的时候，
So when we submit to the Lord and we let Him reign,
我们的的确确是已经联系到在永远里面那个宝座。
We already related to the throne of God in eternity.
我开始要当蜻蜓点一下水。
Now I can just go, you know, here and really fast.
那个约翰。
Like the dragonfly.
约翰福音第十五章。
Gospel according to John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章的第二节。
Verse 2.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Every branch in me that bear not fruit, he take away; and every branch that bear fruit, he purge it, and it may that it may bring forth more fruit.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Therein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples.
所以弟兄姊妹，我记得 Andrew 以前常常强调我们要多结果子。
In the past, Brother Andrew emphasized that we have to bear much fruit.
有时候会有一些的修剪。
There's going to be some pruning.
请记得在那个新耶路撒冷里面有生命树结果子，是不间断的结果子。
Remember that in the city where the tree of life is there, that tree bear fruit and it keep on bearing fruit.
如果今天我们能够在神面前结果子的话， 你发现这些果子就是联系到勇士里面的那个果子。
And today if we can bear fruit, then that is connected to the fruit that is in eternity.
对，我们不可以只知道说啊，圣灵结的果子九合一果子，对不对？九合一。
We
是吧
？We cannot just think of, you know, the fruit, the nice fruit that are bear by the Spirit of God.
对，仁爱、喜乐、和平、恩慈、良善等这些节制等等等。
All the nice fruits.
对。所以。我们不可以只说啊，这些果子真好。
We cannot just say that, wow, these are really very good fruits.
九个果子我都会背。
I can memorize all the nine fruits.
我们要真的说，主啊，我愿意经历并且结出这些属灵的果子。
Then we tell the Lord, we said, Lord, we are willing, you know, to experience and indeed bear these fruits.
所以我们在走。随从圣灵走里面的路。
So we are walking on this inward way to follow the Spirit of God.
这个可以叫我们能够结果子。
This will cause us to bear fruit.
因为这些是圣灵的果子。
Because these are the fruit of the Spirit.
我们随从圣灵，圣灵在我们里面工作的时候，你会发现这些神的性情就会在我们里面成为果子结出来。
And we follow the Spirit, and the Spirit.Will work in us to bear these fruit.
所以以前弟兄们的交通。
So the sharing of brothers before us.
什么叫做珍珠
？What is a pearl?
珍珠就是一个蚌壳里面进了沙子。
The clam that sand enter into the clam.
对，你们我们吃过那个嘛，所以它里面那肉很软，但是那个沙子很难受。
The meat is very soft, but then the sand is, you know, it's not comfortable.
就像沙子进了我们眼睛一样。
Just like the sand entering into our eyes.
但是那个蚌壳呢，并没有，也许它没有办法把沙子排出去。
Maybe it's unable to, you know, get that sand out of it.
对，它就用一些液体的，慢慢把它包容起来。
It produces fluid to go wrap around it.
这个就像我们在我们生活当中遇见很多的。一些的刺激。
So these are some of it seems like the provocations that we, you know, encounter in our lives.
一些难处。
Some difficulties.
真的叫我们这个人真的很不舒服啊，就像沙子一样。
It's so uncomfortable to us, just like the sand.
但是那个难处没有被排掉。
But these difficulties are not taken away.
很奇妙的，好像圣灵用他的膏油不断的去包裹这个难处。
But amazingly is that the Spirit of God uses His anointing to wrap this difficulty.
所以，当我们愿意顺服圣灵的管教跟他的环境上的安排的时候
，as we are willing to submit to the Holy Spirit and that He will have control over us,
太奇妙了！那个膏油呢，就好像把这些都包起来了，然后变成一个美丽的珍珠。
It's amazing that the anointing will wrap this.Stand up all these difficulties up, and it becomes a pearl.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫神得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this brings glory to God.
你把沙子排掉，不能够叫神得荣耀。
If you do away with the sand, you cannot give glory to God.
你在沙子存在你这个身上的时候，你却能够靠着主呢，还能够有喜乐。你那个灵里面还能够提升的时候呢，这个叫神的荣耀。
But when you let the sand remain in you, and yet you know then you can you embrace it because of the anointing, then this brings glory to God.
这个是珍珠。
This is pearl.
我们再看约翰福音第十二章二十三节。
Gospel according to John, chapter 12.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
约翰福音第十二章二十三跟二十四节。
Verse 23-24。
耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。”
But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain."
有时候我也有点想不通。
Sometimes I couldn't
understand. 就是说，应该是主升天以后到宝座上才是他得荣耀的时候嘛。
在宝座上。
It's like when, you know, it should be when after he ascended to heaven on the throne, then he is glorified.
但是圣经里面，当主耶稣讲到说他得荣耀的时候，我一看，我都觉得他是在讲他上十字架的时候。
But when I read the Bible, I see that when he speaks about being glorified, it's speaking about when he's going onto the cross.
绝对没有错，当我们的主升到宝座，那是绝对是得荣耀。
Indeed, when he's ascended to the throne, he indeed has glory.
但他告诉我们说，你只要去上了十字架呢，就是得荣耀的时候。
But he tells us that when you go to the cross, then there is where you get glorified.
或是换句话说，是能够叫神得荣耀的时候。
Or in other words, that God can be glorified.
哇，这个好像是在说世人所看为羞辱的记号，在基督徒身上却是一个荣耀的记号。
That this symbol of shame, it's a symbol of glory to us.
弟兄姊妹，十字架呢，能够叫一个人彰显出神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, the cross can cause a person to manifest the glory of God.
当一个人愿意放下自己。
When a person is willing to let down to put down himself,
高举神,
to lift up the God,
在这件事情上面的时候，主就能够得荣耀。
In this matter, God is glorified.
相反的，如果我们想要寻求得自己的荣耀，那个是撒旦的路。
And the opposite is when we want ourselves to be glorified, then it's the way of Satan.
对，当撒旦堕落的时候，他就是要窃取神儿子的荣耀。
When Satan fell, it's because he wanted to have the glory of the Son of God.
但相反的，我们的主却是一生是走十字架的道路。
Our Lord Jesus, all his life, he walked the way of the cross.
然后他的一生都叫神得荣耀。
He glorified God in his entire time here.
我会想到。但我以前读过尼弟兄的传记。
I read Brother Nee's biography.
这次我突然在我的记忆当中出现一个事情。
In my memory, it occurred to me one thing.
就是说，在这位弟兄，在我尼弟兄他的属灵的经历里面呢，他只有在我印象中，他只有一次提到他看见神的荣耀。
In all his spiritual experiences, there is only one time in which he said that he has seen the glory of God.
没有错，当他得救的时候，他说整个房间好像充满光一样。
Indeed, you know, when he was saved, he said, you know, the whole room was filled with light.
当他把他被他最珍爱的女子放下的时候呢，他也没有说他看见神的荣耀。
When he let go of the one he loved,He didn't say he see the glory of God.
当他从那个好几年那个肺结核病恢被治好的时候，他也没有特别提说看到神的荣耀。
When he was being healed after many years of tuberculosis, he didn't say he seen the glory of God.
反而是在他肺病好了的第二年。
The second year after he was healed.
那个时候他身体看起来是状况很差。
He was still very frail.
有一天他走在路上
he was walking on the way
他碰到他的大学时代的老师
he met his, the teacher from his university days
他读书的时候是非常厉害的
he was a very smart student
不是第一名就第二名
he was the top one or two
他在路上碰到老师的时候老师一看到哎呀过去的学生
When he saw his teacher, you know, recognized him.
到那个旁边的茶馆喝点茶叙叙旧。
So they went to have tea at.
老师看到他这个样子。
So when the teacher saw him in such a condition.
那时候他是个传道人，对不对
？He was a preacher at that time.
刚从大病恢复过来，那个面黄肌瘦。
He was just recovered from his.illness, you know, he was very frail. And
然后在世界上没有什么所谓世上的职业，没有了。
He didn't have any career.
然后老师就在那边看着他，觉得一方面又可惜，一方面又很轻蔑。
The teacher, you know, was feeling, you know, what a shame, you know, he's in such a situation.
然后从我们弟兄的角度来看的时候，因为我们中国人有个传统啊，我们非常尊重我们的老师的。
In Chinese tradition, we are very respectful toward our teachers.
对，被老师教过的话，我们总是觉得这个师恩难报。
So you know, we have been taught by our teacher. We feel like we with gratitude, kind of, you know.
对，所以当这个老师指责他说，你看你现在像什么样子啊？
So when the teacher was saying to him, no, what has become of you?
以前我们在学校的时候，我们非常看好你的，以后一定有很大的成就的。
You know, if you can achieve much, you know, when we looked at you before.
你今天怎么搞成这个样子？
What has become of you today?
你有什么发展吗？
Do you have any, you know, what you looked pursuing?
你有什么事业吗？
Any career?
你难道什么东西都没有了吗？
Do you indeed have nothing?
哇，老师这样子责备他。
So the teacher reprimanded him.
他很少这样说。他说那天他真的感觉他要流下泪来。
So he seldom feel that way, but he said he felt like you know, tearing up.
他觉得好像是没有达到老师的期望。
And he has not reached, you know, what his teacher has hoped for him.
然后服侍主又服侍到这样这个身体面黄肌瘦的。
And he was serving the Lord, and he was so weak.
不过他是这样说。
But he said this.
当他们谈完之后。
After that conversation.
当他心中仰望主。
And he looked to the Lord.
他说主啊，我感谢赞美你。
He said, Lord, I thank and praise you.
我知道我的人生我是拣选了对的道路。
I know that my life I have chosen the right way.
他就说那天神的荣耀就充满在他的心里。
And he said that that day the glory of God filled his heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
我们能够看见神的荣耀，可以成为我们往前走的极大的鼓励。
When we see the glory of God, it's such a great encouragement for us to walk forward.
可能世人不太明白，好像没什么成就。
Maybe people of this world couldn't understand you. You're not successful.
但是我们心中深深知道，能够服侍这位创造宇宙永生的神，是一个极大的 honor.
And in our hearts, we know that to be able to serve this eternal God is such an honor.
弟兄姊妹，我们弟兄经过十字架的道路。
Brothers and sisters, our brother has gone through the cross.
但他看见了神的荣耀。
He gone the way of the cross and he's seen the glory of God.
我们也深深相信，凡是愿意背起十字架的人。
And we believe that those who are willing to bear the cross.
都能够叫神的荣耀。
Can all bring glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是宝石。
Brothers and sisters, this is precious stone.
宝石是怎么生成的呢？
How is precious stone produced?
一个根本。你说那个铅笔里面那个碳根本没什么价值，最便宜的东西。
That carbon in the pencil is nothing. It's just worthless.
就像我们这个人的材料根本没什么价值，$15。
The material is so worthless, $15.
但经过十字架那个高温跟高压。
But through the way of through the cross, that high pressure.
一个黑色的碳能够变成透明的金刚钻。
That carbon that can become crystal.
这个金刚钻是透明的，能够彰显神的荣耀。
And it's transparent, and it can show forth, manifest the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们经过这个约翰的感觉里面。
So through John.
也许，我想这是给我们一个鼓励。
It's an encouragement to us.
我们愿意的话，我们是在走在一个对的，并且是通往荣耀的路上。
That if we're willing, we'll be walking on this right way to that one, the way to glory.
所以我想，我们彼此勉励，也算是一点点我的心得跟复习。
We encourage one another.
但是主，只要我们愿意在生活当中，尊重主，让圣灵随从圣灵，并且愿意背起我们的十字架，我们真的是能够叫他。
That if indeed in our lives we are willing to honor Him and to follow the Spirit of God and to submit to Him, then in the walk the way of the cross, then we'll go to we'll give glory to God.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你能够借着这样的一个聚会，叫我们 更多认识你的荣耀。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that through these meetings we can know more of your glory.
但我们相信更重要的是，你要我们能够彰显叫你的荣耀。
Lord, we know more importantly, you want us to manifest your glory.
但我们每个人都在都在这个我们还你还量给我们这个人生的路上。
That this life that you have measured out for us.
越过越过能够成为一个透明的器皿。
That more and more we are a transparent vessel.
啊，能够成为你手中一个有用的器皿。
A vessel that is useful for you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Just to pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.